Hey mama, and welcome to the Productive Stay-at-Home Mom Podcast. Do you want to find the time to organize your home? Do you desire to have discipline in your life? Do you wish you had a flexible daily routine so you can stop feeling all over the place? Are you simply trying to unwind, yet you feel guilty and unproductive? Hi, I'm Kim Sexton. I too have struggled with being organized, disciplined, and content as a stay-at-home mom. I found that my daily habits were robbing me of joy and productivity. Once I learned the power of changing your daily habits, I have never been the same. In this podcast, you will find productivity hacks, time management tips, and the key to a healthy mindset so you can get organized in all areas of your life. Let's go, my friend. Time to start changing your habits. So get out of your PJs and put up your hair. It's time to get organized and productive. As a mom, have you ever had a day where you felt like, man, I just feel like all this hard work I do every single day is just unseen? Like, you know, if you work a 9-to-5, obviously we know you go to work and you can actually see the work that you are doing, and other people see it too. And a lot of times we get validation and we get recognition. Some of us get awards, you know, all kinds of things happen on a 9-to-5 traditional job. But what happens when you're in a season where you're having children and you're home with your kids for a season and you are working just as hard? You have laundry, you have meal planning, you have the dishes, you have running errands and taking kids back and forth to school and sports. And it can feel as though you get no recognition. No one's coming up handing you an award of the month or of the year for something you've done, or you don't necessarily get promoted. And so it can be kind of challenging to see yourself in a light in which you are proud and those around you are proud, because they may be little people where they're not even talking yet, or your spouse or your partner may just not think that to do that, or they don't know your need for that. And so it can just put you in a mood sometimes. I know I say all that because I have been there. And sometimes even now I may think like, wow, let me write down what I've done so I can share it with my spouse, because otherwise they may begin to question, what did you do today? What did you do all day? Not in a negative way, but just wondering. And so I like to write it down. But as I was doing my devotion this week, it just really stuck out to me and I had to share it because it brought me so much comfort and so much joy and so much hope with what I do every week. And it is the name of God. So God has many names in the Bible, like El Shaddai, the God Almighty. And the name that I want to speak about today is El Rohi, which I recently learned about, and it means the God who sees. And even when others may not see, I want you to remember that God always sees everything that you're doing. All the tasks, whether they're mundane or not, He sees them all. And He is proud of you. So allow that to bring you comfort that your work does not go unseen. And I encourage you to read in Genesis chapter 16. There's a story about Abram and Sarai and their servant Hagar. And it's a beautiful story from Hagar's standpoint, mainly. And she was Sarai's servant, and she actually was the woman that Abram was intimate with, and she became pregnant. And so Sarai became upset with her because Hagar was upset after she became pregnant. And not to sound confusing, you just have to go back and read the whole story. But Abram and Sarai couldn't have children. Sarai was barren. And so this was a way that Abram would be able to have a son. So Hagar is now pregnant with this child that was not a part of her plans for her life. And she begins to be mistreated by Sarai. So she flees and she runs away and she's so upset. She's so angry. She works so hard and she's carrying this child and she's at the well. And God begins to speak to her. He begins to talk to her and he begins to let her know that he sees everything and that he has a promise for her and he will fulfill that promise to her. And he wanted her to go back to Abram and Sarai where she was. And so God fulfills his promise that he had for Hagar, that she will become the mother of many people. And she doesn't have to worry about this unplanned pregnancy, this unplanned event that was not a part of her life. But it is a wonderful story, and it just shows you that God sees and he has a promise for you too. And so I encourage you to go and read that story, starting in Genesis chapter 16. And chapter 25 is when that promise is fulfilled for Hagar. So I encourage you to read that. That's your homework. And I know you would be blessed by it. And also, through knowing that El Rohi means the God who sees, allow that to propel you into pursuing authentic communication with God. You know, we oftentimes can be in our head. I know that I am a lot of the times in my head thinking about, you know, what I'm doing, what I have to do, you know, my kids and their events and all the things going on that I don't intentionally just talk to God and just thank him for what he's done and pray for the things that I want moving forward. But just being in authentic communication with God really helps you not get into the mindset of, gosh, no one sees what I'm doing and how hard I work as well. So allow knowing that he is always watching and he sees you to help you to pursue communication with him throughout the day. And so before I move on to productivity, I want to ask you, what are some things that are of concern to you right now? I want you to write them down. And after you write them down, I want you to ask God to lead you. And by asking God to lead you, that means being in communication with him every day and listening for his guidance. So I just want to encourage you with that. And I pray that it brings you comfort. All right, so now we're going to pivot over to productivity, one of my absolute favorite topics, as you know. This week, I thought it would be super helpful to share my school morning routine with my girls, because let me tell you, it can be crazy some mornings when we are not following our structured routine. And I'm just like, didn't get laundry done, and so now I'm digging through clothes and trying to find socks, which I've given up on matching socks. We are mismatched every day. That's our life right now. And so when I don't have my routine in place, it's just a little crazy, and I don't like the mood it puts me in. I don't like how my kids have to rush. So this was helpful to me, and I wanted to share 5 simple school morning routine tips that I know will help you as well. I pretty much had to force myself to sit down and create a routine, because one morning we left home so late that my girls were almost late to school, and I was driving fast and they were arguing because they didn't have time for their devotion or they felt rushed, and it was just not pretty. And I was like, you know what? I can do better. We can do better. Let's do better. And so that is when I sat down and I created a routine. I sat down and I went over it with them. And I have a little whiteboard that I have written out for my oldest daughter, and she just checks it off in the morning. And is it perfect now? No, but it is much smoother. So one of the things that we do every single morning is I set a bathroom timer. I set a bathroom timer for my middle daughter when I get her up. She's only 5 years old. So she doesn't have any concept of time. She doesn't know. But what she does know is when she hears a timer goes off, she knows that, okay, the timer went off. So what does that mean? Well, I set a timer for her in the bathroom to give her enough time to use the bathroom, brush her teeth, and drink her water. she has enough time to do that. I usually give her 8, no more than 10 minutes max doing those things. And I'll tell her, hey, I'm setting the timer. You have 8 minutes to get this stuff done. When the timer goes off, come out of the bathroom so we can put clothes on. So then she knows the timer's set. She doesn't have to worry about me telling her to hurry up and anything like that. She can just be free in the bathroom. Now, put the timer up high, because I cannot tell you how many times my little one would click the button to increase the time or stop the timer altogether. And I'm like, man, the timer haven't went off yet. I thought her time was up. So yes, put the timer up high or somewhere where they can't touch it. Sometimes I'll put it right outside of the bathroom so she can't get to it, but she can still hear it. So yeah. All right. The second tip in the morning is to get the clothes ready the night before. Now, I will be so transparent to tell you that 3 out of the 5 days I get the clothes ready at night. 2 of the days I'm usually digging through laundry and getting the clothes ready. So still working on doing it every single morning, but it's much better. So getting the clothes ready at night really saves you time. It saves you if you steam or iron. So I usually steam my girls' skirts and their shirts because they wear uniforms, and I can't stand when it's like really wrinkled. If it's just a tiny bit, I don't do it. But if it's really wrinkled, I have to steam. So getting it ready at night definitely saves me on time. So I will steam their clothes at night and I'll lay it on the back of the couch, and so it's ready to go. So get the clothes ready at night. That will save you time for sure. This one I am still working in my teenager. She is in charge of getting her own things ready. So she still likes to get her clothes ready in the morning. And she's learning that it just wastes more time than if she's got them ready at night. So definitely give it a try. All right. The third school morning tip is to place their vitamins in a little medicine cup. So it is so easy to forget to give them their vitamins, at least in my house. I tell my oldest, get up, go get water first, take your vitamin, read your devotion. That has not clicked yet. So what I do for all 3 of my girls is the medicine cups that you get with Tylenol or ibuprofen, all the ones that we collect from all the medicines that we give our children throughout their life, we have 3 that I put their name on it, and I put the vitamins that they need to take in the morning in that cup, and I sit it on the counter so they can see it, I can see it. It cues all of our brain, and we know y'all need to take this, because otherwise, just sitting the bottle on the counter, it does not happen. It gets busy, they're talking, sometimes they're playing, and we forget. So that is a tip to getting their vitamins down. Is place it in a medicine cup with their name and sticking it at the end of the counter. All right, the fourth tip is to make a breakfast menu. That really saves me time knowing exactly what they're going to have. And it helps me to say no when they're like, can I have cereal for the 4th time? I'm like, no, you need something other than cereal every morning. So having a menu helps them to see what they're having for the ones that can read. If not, you can have a picture of what they're having. So having a menu is very helpful on school mornings. And I also like to set a timer when they sit down to eat their breakfast, because they want to talk and play and read, and that is totally fine. And because they have no concept of time yet, again, I set a timer. They're like, Mom, you and this timer. I'm like, yes. This is how we get out the door on time until you guys are more aware of time. But even in that, you know how easy it is to lose track of time. So easy. So I set a timer when they sit down to eat. Therefore, I don't have to stay on them. Hurry up and eat. We gotta go. When the timer goes off, they know, oh, it's time to move to the next thing. All right. And then last tip to get out the door on time is to set your stove or the microwave or something that's loud. And what that means is that it's time to put shoes on. Because you know, like I know, it takes children a while to get their shoes on. It may be on the wrong foot. it may be not, it needs to be tied. There's always something. So I like to give them time to get their shoe on or time for me to help them. So when the timer goes off, they know I need to finish my last couple bites and get my shoes on. And after that, they know that it's time to get in the car. And there are a lot more strategies for my morning routine that I would absolutely love to share with you if you desire. So feel free to shoot me an email at support@KimberlySexton.com and I will totally share them with you. I would love to hear from you, so don't be a stranger. Don't be shy. But I just wanted to keep it super simple for the episode and just give you 5 strategies for in the morning to help you get out the door on time. And I hope those were helpful to you. So if you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, join the group, place it in the group, and I would love to answer it on the podcast, right here on the podcast. The group is called Productive Stay-at-Home Moms. Feel free to join. I send devotionals and encouragement, productivity hacks in the group every week. So if you have not joined, go and do that right now. All right, to recap, the 5 school morning routine tips that I shared was to set a bathroom timer, get clothes ready the night before, place vitamins in a medicine cup with name. Number 4 is to make a breakfast menu and also use a timer when they eat. And number 5 is to set the microwave for when it's time to put shoes on. So I hope that you will try those and they will help you to get out the door and have a less stressful morning. All right, that's all I have for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I pray you have an awesome weekend. Reach out to me with any questions you may have, and I will see you next week. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's episode,
remember to click 5 stars and leave a review.
Pleasure and thank you.
Hey, Mama. I hope you have enjoyed today's episode. Would you take 30 seconds and come share your wins in our free Facebook community? I'd love to hear from you. Also, can you please take another minute and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts? I'd be so grateful. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. All right, time to get 30 minutes of peaceful cleaning done before my littles wake up. I'll meet you back right here every Monday and Thursday for another episode. Catch you later.